After the hiccups like the disastrous departure of Kentucky Fried Chicken, the pizza and burger corporate houses are now heading the traditional way.
Thank you.
Hey, Dad, pizza, got masala pizza.
Hey, boss, thoda saaf lena.
Kyunki dil hai Hindustani.
Indian people are still quite traditionally oriented in terms of the flavors that they like and in terms of the substances that they like for food. I think the MNCs are doing the smart thing and actually getting a subtle change in the food that they offer so that it can appeal to a broader market.
This pizza is going to be a far cry from the conventional Italian one. Paneer or the cottage cheese has replaced the traditional cheese topping. Add to it a liberal sprinkling of the green chilies for the spice-loving Indian taste buds.
Once you settle down and you look at the local flavors and you introduce local flavors. We introduce barbecue, we introduce chicken chettinad and pepi paneer along with a lot of other Indian toppings a couple of years back. And both have been very successful. Chicken chettinad has got a nice peppery tangy flavor which is popular in South India and now it has become popular all over the city. And pepi paneer used to be very popular in North and now it has spread to most metros. And this is a trend in most countries. We start with international flavors, then we start looking at local options.
Going local seems to be the greatest mantra. The multinational food majors which entered the Indian market in the 90s opened a new vista for the food lovers in India. Pizzas and burgers became an integral part of Indian food lore, especially for the youngsters. But they continue to be an occasional delight. For most, the traditional home-cooked food is still the favorite. And bridging the gap between the Western fast food and the traditional Indian cuisine seems to be the only way. After all, it is not easy to lure a customer who already has a wide variety of indigenous cuisines at his disposal. But today, a fast food major in a metropolitan outlet sells more than 2,000 burgers a day. The fusion experiment seems to be working out.
Peppery and tangy flavor, and above all, it's like Western pizza with Indian flavor, which give me a like total Western and Indian look.
It reminds me of my homely stuff. Just Indian taste, perfect pizza, and great tasting pizza.
Competing with the traditional Indian food is no easy task. Even an unadventurous food lover has a wide range of choices. And unlike a pizza, which is more popular at the upper end of the market, here is food definitely cheaper. A pizza coming at $4 can hardly be a part of everyday diet. Aloo ka paratha, costing only a few cents, is as tasty and pocket-friendly too.